Good afternoon. Welcome to The Journey 8. I'm your host, Reverend Judy Hosner, and I invite you to sit back and take a few moments to breathe as we share this journey together. What do you think?
I'm thinking
that's a wonderful song.
Yes, it was.
So here we are, and it's Monday night at 8 p.m. on the East Coast and 5 p.m. out there in sunny California. And we are Reverend Judy Hosner.
And her co-host, Ellen Carica.
Otherwise known as
Salt and Pepper
of Christian Radio. That's us.
That's who we are.
That's us.
Yeah.
We're it. Tag, you're it.
I don't want to be it.
You don't want to be it?
No.
Okay. Well, you're it.
Okay.
So here we are. And another Monday night. And we were going to have a lovely lady by the name of Lori Marshall on tonight. But that's before I was... drug off to the hospital and didn't think I was going to be here tonight. So I've rescheduled her to the next show, which is in July, July 6th, I think it is.
Yes, that's correct.
And we're going to have fun with her. So that still fits into our overall plan of music, art, and God, and focus on children. And so we won't be falling out of our routine too much. I want to just say a big thanks to my family who's been by my side this week. It was a crazy 5 days. We had fun, and I'm here. Ain't nothing stopping me, right?
We're stuck, y'all.
Yes. Yeah. And by the way, yeah, we are loosely affiliated and sort of affiliated and maybe will be affiliated with
Life's Journey
United Church of Christ in Burlington, North Carolina. That's a little stretch, but yes, that's our home church, my home church. And love it dearly. Everybody from church that's listening that came by to see me, you're great. I love you. Love you bunches, and all the phone calls and text messages. But there's two people next to my family, of course, that I especially, almost, absolutely, positively, especially. Is that all?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Want to say thank you to.
Well, let's get her
and
done.
That's my two main nurses that took care of me, Glenda Fields and Amy Heidel.
Yay!
Yeah, they were awesome and patient because I am not a good patient.
That is very true.
I am not a good patient. I'm not patient when I'm a patient. So, yes, Amy and Glenda, two gold stars on your forehead. So here we are.
Excuse me. You're not patient, period.
Huh?
You're not patient, period.
What would make you say that?
You don't want me to go into that on the radio.
I am patient.
Yeah.
Dagnabbit.
Sure.
Okay.
As long as she's having her way.
You know, God works in really strange ways. And I'm going to say this. And some of you are going to say, oh, yeah, right. We're traveling through the Piedmont Triad area, trying to find a hospital with less than 5 hours waiting time. I said, forget it. I'm going home. Speaking of being impatient. And going home. And at 4 o'clock in the morning, woke up, and voila, the emergency room was then open. What's that have to do with anything? Sometimes the door is closed at the time you want it open, and you have to come back. And for all of you who tell me all the time, I am not going back to church. Church is not for me. I say, keep listening. We're here for you. We don't mind that you don't want to go back to church. Right?
That's correct.
We'll be your church.
We will.
So there we are. And we're just checking these things off left and right. Mm-hmm. We're not even going to talk about the website other than...
We're not talking about it.
Okay, I'm using the excuse that I was in the hospital for 5 days. Does that count? No, it does not count, but it is the best I can do for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll let you get away with that.
There really will be a Journey 8 website. Now and forever. Amen. Now, the next announcement Peppa is going to say, because she has something to tell you all.
I do. Of course I do.
Against my better judgment.
Yes. On the next show, Peppa will be MIA again.
Well, how can I have a co-host when you're not co-hosting?
Well, I told you July was busy time for me, but
all right.
This time I'm just going to spend 4th of July weekend with my grandchildren. I have a brand new grandson that I need to inspect.
Yes, his name is
Rudell Christopher Jr. He was born last Thursday.
Woohoo!
And he is grandbaby number 28.
28.
And I praise God for that, because that is truly a legacy.
Procreation at its greatest.
So I think I need to go get some grandma kisses. If you agree with that, you can call in right now at 888-627-6008.
Sure, gang up on me.
Just plug in. Just plug in the call in.
888-627-6008.
Yes.
So there. Now, that means that I will be hostlessness.
But you do it so well.
No. I'm used to having someone to beat up on. I mean, to co-host with.
See what I mean? You're telling on yourself. Okay.
So, anyone out there who wants to play co-host with me, this is easy, because you don't have to come to Hollywood. You don't have to come to North Carolina. You do it from the easy chair, your lazy boy right there in your living room. How is that? Through the magic of cyberspace. Anyway, it would be fun to have an unknown just jump in there and co-host. Mm-hmm. All right, so there we are. We had... planned on having, as I said, Lori Marshall. So you'll have to settle for Ellen and I to do the second half of the show, which might be kind of fun, don't you think?
I think so.
Don't you think? Don't you think so? Yeah. Let's talk about what we got coming up, first of all. And then we're going to talk about something that I want to get off my bird feathers. July 20th is one of our shows. It's the second show in July. July 20th is titled Teach Your Children Well. Now, what does that mean, teach your children well? Well, I'm going to kind of give you an idea of what I want you to think of as we're going through this crazy summer. And that is, when you, or if you have small children that you're raising today, what's the main thing you want to teach them? Do you want to teach them to be tough, to be hard, to be unforgiving?
No.
Okay.
No.
So in this crazy world, how do we do that? Teach your children well. And basically, it is going to be a whole show on anti-bullying. Mm-hmm. Why? Because anti-bullying is one of my pet projects, shall we say. Mm-hmm. I was bullied as a kid. And so you can imagine, you know, the personal connection. I know so many kids nowadays that are pushed around because they're either shorter or smaller or whatever. So all of you out there, all 16 of you. No, there's 17 this week.
We got 17 this week.
We got 17 this week.
Yeah,
we because of Udell Jr.
Yeah, Udell Jr. is probably listening.
All 17 of you. I want you to either write in. And the best way to get me, since who knows when this real official email will come up, is at a substitute email called revjudy@mail.com. M-A-I-L, not M-A-L-E.
Oh, dang.
revjudy@mail.com. Write me a note and tell me what your ideas are that have worked either in your community or within your family about anti-bullying. Ideas that we can carry through and spread, you know, to other people. I had a guest on last year, and I don't know if she's willing to come back or not. I have, I'm going to try and get a hold of her. A young lady who's a country and western singer who has this whole platform of anti-bullying also. So I want anyone that you think might be willing to spend a minute or two and talk about anti-bullying in the framework of course, being a good Christian or a good person, but not necessarily have to be a Christian. It is a Christian show, but just a good person.
Mm-hmm.
We want to instill in the kids today some sense that good still wins.
Yes, we want them to know that
it's
it doesn't have to be hard for them.
It's such a novel concept, you know.
Yeah.
Very novel concept indeed. So that's one thing. That's July 20th. July 20th. Mark your calendar for Teach Your Children Well. The following show, August 3rd, Yippee Skippy. The group you just heard, Will of Titus. Nothing is Impossible. That is one of the tracks from their song, their album. Their lead singer and writer, Michael Byrne, is going to be with us. I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait, because I love this group. I think they've got something new on the horizon. Yeah. All right.
Coming.
So, now, speaking of groups, should we?
Why not?
We should speak of groups.
Yes, we should.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Groups are good.
You talk about a group.
Oh, how many groups?
No, you're a groupie. There's a difference.
Hey.
All right. Hey. Speaking of groups.
Yeah?
Well, that's coming up. But speaking of groups, if you are an indie artist, meaning you are kind of looking for a platform, somewhere to play your music, BBS Radio is awesome, first of all. When it comes to indie music, they are number one. Number one in my book. Probably number one in everyone's book.
Mine too.
But if you're a Christian recording artist and you want some airtime, send me your album. You know, send it on to me. And, you know, we'll take a look at it. And we'll try and get you some airtime.
Yes.
And all 17 of our listeners will hear it.
Yes,
you'll go platinum right there. Yeah.
Platinum. How about multi-platinum?
How about multi-platinum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll go multi-platinum right there.
Yeah.
And all because. And what? I can't hear. Wait a minute. One moment.
Turn my iPad.
I'm being state. One of the... I'm still not used to lights going and people sending messages and smoke screens. I'm sorry. I'm going to get the hang of this.
Sooner or later.
Anyway, you want to send me your album? We'll listen to it. We might play it. That address is P.O. Box 411, P.O. Box 411, Gibsonville, GIBSONVILLE, North Carolina, 27249. All right, that's the address for the show, P.O. Box 411. In downtown lovely Gibsonville. Now, let's go on to something that Ellen's really excited about, and I'm really getting there. Show in the park. We came up with this idea, and I've heard some from y'all. I want to hear some more of ideas. Now, there is a DVD coming out by the producers of the movie God Is Not Dead called Do You Believe? We're going to be showing it at our church somewhere along the summertime. But on September 14th, you can mark that in your calendar too, we're going to host our show from a local park here in Burlington, North Carolina. And we're just going to randomly grab people and ask them a couple questions like, do you believe? And we'll have free stuff to give them, copies of the Will of Titus album, some other stuff, just so they can get used to hearing their voice, number one, on the radio. But number two, kind of getting some feedback.
And then it's your perfect opportunity to see what salt and pepper looks like in person.
Oh, God, and it's a scary sight.
We'll give you more information on where that is.
Indeed.
So that you can come see us.
By the way,
yes,
do you have a picture of Rudell that you could show everybody?
I do have a picture of baby Rudell.
Oh, wait a minute.
Rudell.
This is radio.
Just a wait. Well, yeah, we can't pop it up on the radio. Okay, I'll just put it this way. Tall, short, dark, and good looking.
Yeah.
That's what he
dark.
Is.
Dark. He's
yeah,
another Peppa.
Can't
He's another pepper. He's another little pepper.
Yep.
So show in the park is going to be fun. And we're pulling it together now. I have got to talk to my producer at, who's there? Show in the park, yes. We're going to talk to our people at BBS to figure out how I do that. And how we're gonna set it up to have fun. So if you don't participate, you won't have fun. Kind of like
it's kind of like the lottery. You gotta be in it.
You gotta play to win.
Yeah, you do.
Which reminds me, every day is lottery, right?
Yes.
When you're happy, I'm happy, slappy, and a little bit crazy.
Don't tell the people that.
Why? You know, God loves a fool. God loves us fools.
Just checking.
You know, and the bottom line is God loves all of us. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But
yes,
here's
knows.
The thing. We are, what time is it? We're trying to put together a show that is fun for you. Still has some Christian meaning to it, and still has some way for you to hopefully, when you get over your shyness of talking on the radio with us, and mind you, you can always call in if you don't want to talk on the radio, but you got something to say. You can say it to my engineer. That you know they'll take it and they'll throw it on for me. You don't have to actually speak if you're shy on the radio, right?
That is correct.
I grabbed you out of nowhere, right?
Yeah.
And look at you now.
I'm here.
Still scared.
Yeah.
The 5 minutes before the show is always the scariest.
Scariest part.
Yeah. I have to tie her down because I'm afraid she's going to run out the door or something. You know, it's funny. But anyway, we're gonna have fun. Show in the park.
Yeah.
And if it goes over good, we're going to make it a regular thing. Maybe in the wintertime, we'll have snowball fights.
Oh, it's cold in the winter.
I know.
Oh, God.
Well, we could do snowball fights, somehow capture them and have a bulletin board on our page at BBS Radio. If you haven't seen the page, go to the page at bbsradio.com/thejourney8. That's us. You'll see my face, and you'll have a face.
And soon to see my mug, face.
And soon to see her face, as soon as I can cut and paste and put it in there, as soon as they show me how to do that. And the other thing is there is a blog on that webpage. Until our website gets up, if you've got something you want to blog, there is a blog there on the Journey 8 webpage where you can tap in a note. And I go on that page every day, not because I like to see my picture, but because I always am adding or doing something. Mm-hmm. So that's that. Now, let's talk about what you have to say and what I have to say. You have a short message, right?
A little short something.
Yeah. We have fun on this show, but we also want to leave you with something that you can think of, something to give you a thought process. Want to say hello to Marlene. I think she's out there listening. My sister is here on her summer vacation with me.
Yay.
Hi, Sissy, otherwise known
Hi,
as Nancy.
Hi, Sissy.
And all the rest of the clan, my brother's probably listening. You know, that's 17 people right there.
Then we have to do some recalculating.
Maybe one or two more.
Yeah.
So I want to hear, because she thought she was going to have to run this show by herself up until a couple hours ago. So I want to hear what she put together all by herself to say to y'all. I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So why don't you pull up your notes?
They're in here.
They're in your head.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a scary thing.
Yeah. It is, but I'm ready.
Well, do it.
Yes, it's a little something. My son sends me devotions every day, and he sent me this devotion that really touched my heart. And within the devotion, there was a title called "Take God Out of the Box." So I changed it around to "Get Him Out of There," because the box is not the kind of God in the box is not who we serve. We serve a loving, open, and kind God. If you check into your word a little bit when you feel like just stuck into him, go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. He says, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." A lot of times we don't call on God unless something's wrong. We feel like, oh, he's the lottery king. We got to go get something. We want something. Something's wrong. God needs to fix something. But it just takes prayer. If we just humble ourselves and just pray, and we have to be still. A lot of people just say a bunch of mumble, blah, 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 new words, amen, and they get going.
Mumble, blumble?
Yeah, they say mumble, blumble, and keep going. Okay. Because they think that God is their lottery ball. And he's not. He's not the lottery ball. He's not the eight ball.
And he's not the bingo ball either?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. He is not. He is a God that loves each and every one of us. He created us significantly. Bible says he knew us before we were in our mother's womb. That's a pretty powerful statement there.
So how do you get him out of the box?
You get him out of the box by trusting him.
Oh, there's that T word.
Yes, the T word is there. Oh. You have to trust God. If you believe in God, you were raised, you were taught to believe in God. I'm not saying you have to believe every single word that comes out of the Bible, because we all know man wrote that. He transformed the words of the Hebrew Bible into his own words. But we ourselves have to form a relationship with God. Philippians 4:13 says, "I can do all things."
I can.
"Through Christ who strengthens me."
Yes.
It didn't say we could do a few things. It said that we can do all things. And I'm not saying that obstacles are not going to come up, because they are. They're going to come. Trials are going to come. Tribulations are going to come. But the word of God says if we just have the faith of a mustard seed.
Just like the song.
Just like the song. A little, just a mustard seed worth of faith. We can say to the mountain, move out of my way, and it will move.
Indeed, indeed.
We have to trust God. And, it's, you know, even myself, I'm right here on radio declaring that I doubt. I have a problem sometimes. And I was brought up in the church from 6 years old. Not going to tell you how old I am now, but
she's
I've
old.
Been there a while.
She's old.
I'm real old.
She's older than me.
Oh, hush, I am not. But we have to trust God. If you cannot trust God, you cannot trust yourself.
Yes.
You have to trust God in order to trust yourself. And trust me, believe me, he wants you to trust him so you can show him that he can trust you.
Wow.
He's not going to give you something to be steward over if you can't be trusted with it. That's souls. You know, sometimes we're the only God that people see. So we have to live our life every day as if they were looking at Jesus in us. I'm going to leave you with this and hope that the little bit of, you know, words and wisdom that God has given me and I've tried to share with you will help you in your journey.
Wow. Whew.
That will be Philippians 4:19. He says, I will supply all your needs. If you need to be healed, he will do it. If your finances are messed up, he will help you fix them. But you just can't ask God for something and expect it to happen tomorrow, because then you're putting him back in the box. His time is not our time. So we must be patient. Sorry. Thought I was on the pulpit. I'm sorry. You must be patient. You have to trust God. You have to trust God in order for God to trust you. May God bless you. I love you.
Ooh, you're getting there.
Just be blessed.
You're getting there, girl.
Just be blessed.
You know, she's going to have an REV in front of her name here shortly. She's getting there, don't you think? You know, we try very hard with this show not to be, we don't want to be like every other Christian show. In fact, we pride on ourselves on the fact that we're not every other Christian show.
That's
because
right.
We are the
salt and pepper of Christian radio.
Ta-cha-cha-ching. And here we go. So we try our best to give you a segue that you hadn't had before, because there's so many people, including people in my own family, who say, I'm never going back to church again. Church? Mm-hmm. Who needs church?
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of people just wanting to grab my money.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. I'll grab your money. I won't tell you I won't, but that's not what I'm here for.
It ain't about the money.
It's not about the money. I wish people understood that. We do it because of the joy it brings us, and because we want you to have some way of making a connection,
mm-hmm,
that's different than any other time in the past. If you're shut in because you're handicapped or whatever, you can't get to church, fine, listen to us. If you are homeless, don't feel like you belong in church, listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you steered in the right way sooner or later. We
sure
might have an odd way of going about it.
Mm-hmm.
Might have a downright scary way of going about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're happy because we know how to abound and we know how to abase.
That's right.
We know how to be plentiful. We know how to be without. And so, you know, God will give you what you need, not necessarily what you want.
All right.
Let's make that clear. Let's make that clear.
All right.
Now, because I sat in the hospital, I think I'm going to go ahead and do this.
You go right ahead.
I think I will. Because it goes kind of hand in hand with Ellen's thought. And Ellen's thought is really awesome because a lot of people think that it is the money tree. God's
mm-hmm
the money tree.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ATM. I've heard it, the holy ATM. You know, put in your prayer, put in the PIN number, money comes out.
All right.
That's
talk about it.
That's kind of silly, isn't it? But it's a lot.
But we do it. That we do that.
Here's three ways. This is my little thing. Three ways to live a happy in Christ. In other words, you don't have to be a sourpuss.
That's true.
To be a Christian.
That's
you
awesome.
Don't have to be one of those mea culpa people to be a Christian. You don't even have to go to church, although I shouldn't say that because we need people at church. But you don't have to. Okay? Now here's three ways I came up with to live a happy, happy life in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want you all to just envision that life is like a large flat plane. Yes, the world is flat. We're going back to the world being flat again.
Oh, okay.
The world is flat.
Yeah.
It's this large flat plane. And on its edge is laughter, where life giggles and belly laughs without much effort. This is called the edge of laughter. So all the way around the edge of this flat plane, laughter, the edge of laughter. A lot of people build their lives far too far from the edge of laughter. They're way on the inside. So it takes someone to do the best comedy act in Vegas to get them to crack a smile. Do you ever meet somebody like that?
Oh, yeah.
That you just got to put a lampshade on your head and dance around or do something like really crazy just to get them to smile or to laugh?
Mm-hmm.
So you wonder, you know, what's wrong with these people? Well, they built their lives way too far from the edge of laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Anyone who knows me will tell you, I always say this, I believe in living on the edge. Living on the edge. Living on the edge of laughter. So number one, live on the edge of laughter. People that never laughed find that forgiveness comes hard.
Mm-hmm.
People that laugh easily forgive easily. This is what I found in my X number of years on the... So allow your spirit to be lifted by laughter. Don't be afraid to laugh. There's no rule that says, I'm a Christian, now I can't laugh. It will do more than just improve your outlook. It will change your life.
Man.
Okay, the second thing, practice the humor of Jesus. A lot of people say, Jesus didn't have any humor. Ah, he did.
Yes, he did.
Jesus laughed. You know, where, might you ask? Plenty of places, but one of my favorite places is where he asked, where he says, listen to this, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to get into heaven. And that's Matthew 19:24. So, think about it. Jesus is saying this, how do you get a camel to go through the eye of a needle? Now, that's pretty silly. Do you start with the tail and start pulling him through? Of course, people laugh. Jesus wanted them to. So they would not take themselves so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as ambassadors of the king, you and I must also utilize humor to awaken people's hearts. I mean, come on. You got one shot at this life here on earth. You got one shot. So let's utilize it to the best we can. When people laugh, it's like rebooting their computer.
Oh, yeah.
And anyone will tell you I'm a computer nerd.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Here we go. It gets them thinking again.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever experienced a computer crash? Kaboom. Shoom, crash. Yes. Computers crash. You wiggle the mouse, tap the keys, maybe even kick the darn thing, but it doesn't react.
That's true.
Now, I do not suggest that you kick your computer. That would not be good.
Or okay? Your friends.
Yeah. Don't kick your computer. But the idea being that you must jiggle your spirit awake with joy.
Mm-hmm.
When people laugh, it opens up their accessibility. As their mouths hang open, a teacher can drop in truth for them to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it kind of is like taking the stress out of stress.
No?
Does that make sense?
Well, I'm sure you're going to make it make sense.
You know, when you laugh, oh, I'm dinging my... There. Now it won't ding. Ring! I thought somebody was ringing me. It's kind of like give them a chance to laugh, ease, and then, you know, get your message in there. And what a teacher says immediately after laughter is the most important message he or she can speak. It makes your heart vulnerable to the words that will be spoken to you. So you're laughing, you're having a good time, and wham, the message comes through and you're more able to absorb it. Who wants to listen to some old dry preacher sitting up there going, and then the begats of the begats begat the begats of begattens.
And them and the thou?
And the them and the thou.
Okay.
We don't do them and thous.
No, we don't.
We do you. You. You are the cornerstone of what we are here for.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, my favorite, watch life. Watch life for unique experiences. Yes. Here we go. Watch life. Develop eyes to see humor every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's there. How much life goes by and we are oblivious to its treasure, lost. You know, how many times do you look back and say, I wish, shoulda, woulda, coulda. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. How many times?
A whole bunch.
A whole bunch. Beware of life and how precious it is. Watch life. Experience life. Live life to the fullest. You know, that's what God wanted for us, really, when he...
Yes, he does.
Many, many years ago, when I was just a young puppet?
That's a long time ago.
Uh-huh. I went to a collegiate game between University of Michigan against Ohio State. That's not nice.
You didn't say we had to be nice.
The thing I loved about it is everybody was so hyped up for this game, and it was a big game of the year and always is. And they painted their faces, and they were wearing wigs, and some of them, painted their chest, these guys, and it was freezing cold, and they didn't care. They wore clown wigs, and it was just a nutso time, first time I'd ever been to a tailgate party. And to this day, I still remember it. So watch life and laugh. Laugh life and watch. Do your spirit some good. Live happy in Christ, and Christ will live happy in you. That is my mantra. And here comes my sister into the studio. Hi, Sissy. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. She's helloing from afar. And can you hear us out there in the other room?
Yes.
Oh, see, now we got 18 listeners.
Hey, we're going to make 20 soon.
What do you think? We're rolling into the big times. Who wants to sponsor us? Anybody? Yes. Kennel ration, dog food. I don't care. No, that's not
true. We just want to be sponsored.
So, the theme today, this whole concept came from, being scared, entering the hospital, being scared, then being told icky stuff, then being told good stuff. And it makes for a great platform to remember that no matter what, and there's a what, there's always a what, right?
Always.
There's always a what, right, sis? Always.
Always.
No matter what, you still gotta keep trudging and carrying on, and to do it through humor or through laughter is one way of keeping it together. Because, as I said, you can be that sourful person who comes up to you and saying, you need to change your life because you're going to go to hell in a handbasket. Now, I don't know what a handbasket is. Do you know what a handbasket is?
I have no idea what a handbasket
is. I don't know. Do you know what a handbasket is? What is a handbasket?
It's a basket that you hold in your hand.
What's that?
It runs in the family, y'all.
It's a basket you hold in your hand. All right. So there you go. Spoken from the truest of true, my sister. It's a basket you hold in your hand. And hell in a handbasket. How do you get to hell in a handbasket?
You sit in it?
That's a darn big handbasket. You can't You can't pick that up with your hand.
I hope it's steel.
Here we are. So, you know, if you guys have one-tenth the fun that we have, you're I'm blessed to bring it to you.
Yes.
I'll tell you. My life is so full of just all kinds of cool stuff. My great niece, Tori, the baseball star.
Yay.
Yay. Help me.
Emily.
I did a lullaby album for Emily when she was in her mommy's belly. And that was several years ago. Maybe I should reprint it and put it on our website for y'all. And then we got Bryce and Caden. So, you know, they're all there. The next generation comes on, and it's kind of fun to watch.
And I'll keep ordering up grandbabies. Maybe I'll get to 30.
She might get to 30. Okay, you heard that, kids. You got two more to go.
Yep, two more.
Get going. Get working.
I hope you're listening, Karika.
So, next week when Lori is here and talking about this really cool project called The Singing Tree, mm-hmm. I want you to remember this whole concept of laughter, of this thing we're trying to do with anti-bullying for kids. So, teach your children well. It comes from a song done way back in the 60s by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Teach your children well. I'm going to steal that title, but it's not really stealing because I'm just using it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it back to them.
We're just borrowing it.
Yeah. That's for my radio show.
Okay.
We don't have the money to think of something creative. That's not true. All right. So we're going to... I wonder, Mr. Engineer, let me write you a note. Do you have... One moment, folks. Ellen, take it away.
You're not typing.
Oh, I'm not.
No. I just wanted to add to what Reverend Judy has said, just give you some more food for thought. It takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown.
That's right.
So when life's beating you upside the head, just smile. It'll make you happy. I wake up every day. My mission in waking up every day is to make someone smile. If I get one person, I'm happy. If I get more than one, I stop wherever I am and look up to heaven and say, "See, Lord, I'm doing my job. Can I get an extra star today?"
An extra star?
An extra star.
Plink.
Plink. I don't care how it comes, as long as I get one.
An extra star?
Yeah, I'm getting stars for my crown.
You is going to take a second day off?
Yeah, I'll be working while I'm off. I got a big mouth.
I'm not sure.
I'll call you.
Well,
I'll harass you.
you know, y'all don't have to be shy about calling in.
No, she really answers. Trust me, she does answer.
And if I don't have the answer for you, I'll find the answer for you.
Oh, I meant you answer the phone.
Oh, I do answer the phone. I do answer the phone from time to time. I'm looking for this. And, yes, we're going to cue up this song by a very dear friend of mine by the name of Carol Simpson. It's the title song to her album. We played it a couple weeks ago. And then we're going to come back and say the last couple of words before we say goodnight. So cue me up, Mr. Engineer.
Our God sees all sides of who I am and hope to be. Sees all sides. There's a window right inside of me. There's no part within my heart that God won't recognize. My passion itself.
All righty, isn't that beautiful? All sides. God sees all sides. With that, we just want to let you know that we're here. We love you. We are still wanting you guys to send us some ideas by sending it to ReverendJudy@mail.com. And Salt and Pepper has made it again. Now, we That's just want to leave you with this. Y'all come back now, here. Yeah.
Come back again now, yeah. And so that's RevJudy@mail.com for now, until the website is really reality. And I think that's it for one night. We love you, and remember,
smile. You're on Candid Camera.
Dutch. Thank you for listening to The Journey 8, and please come back and join us again. Remember, be kind in all you do, and the kindness will come back to you. Grace and peace, Judy Hasner.